Today, the cash countdown. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Over the past few months, we've been tracking the passage of the Cash Restrictions Bill, which proposes to restrict cash transactions between companies and individuals over $10,000. As we highlighted recently, following the December Senate hearings, there is no clear rationale for the $10,000 limit. It will have limited impact on money laundering and gang finances, and yet it will remove a right we currently have to use cash as we please, thus narrowing the definition of legal tender. And some will effectively be debanked, and there is no clear business case at all. You can see our post, "The Cash Ban Cowards Cannot Hide the Truth," for more. Plus, the recent bushfires underscores the need for cash as a valid alternative to electronic payments. And you can see my post, "Another Reason to Smash the Cash Ban," where I argue that cash is in a crisis, the only game in town, and the claimed protections proposed within the bill are just unsatisfactory. This bill has already been passed in the lower house during a pretty shameful and poorly attended debate, but the Senate determined to investigate it before allowing it to pass. Good on them. As well as the minor parties, Labour supported this inquiry, which is due to report on the 7th of February. My suspicion is that the report has already been written ahead of another hearing, which is tentatively scheduled for the 30th of January in Sydney. But things have gotten more complex because the Labour Party member, Senator Gallagher, who asked some important and penetrating questions in the first round of hearings, has announced that he will take no further part in the review due to ill health. We wish him well. But as a result, it is not clear yet whether Labour will offer up another senator to continue the investigation, or whether this effectively marks the end of any attempt to stop its passage. Indeed, the 30th hearing is now not even certain. All eyes will now be on Labour, who appear, from a distance at least, to be disengaged on the issue, despite their earlier support for the Senate inquiry and Gallagher's very important questions. So I wanted to highlight three important points. First, the reduction of our personal freedoms to use cash as legal tender is a big deal. The $10,000 limit will be eroded by inflation over time and may be reduced in a subsequent bill to $2,000 or less, as has been done in a number of other countries. Second, the structure of the bill is a total restriction on cash transactions above $10,000 for any purpose, but then it's diluted by a parallel regulation which excludes, for now, cash withdrawals and payments from a bank, transactions between individuals for non-commercial purposes, and payments using cryptocurrencies. However, all of these exclusions can be changed at a stroke of a pen without any further direct parliamentary intervention. This leaves the door open to restricting cash transactions more widely, for example, in a banking crisis, including restricting cash withdrawals, as happened in the Bank of Cyprus crisis a few years back. And cryptos could be included later if their use expands. The $10,000 limit is actually in the bill. Third, the authorities carefully steered around the recent IMF papers and blogs where they discussed the need to take interest rates firmly into negative territory to react to a financial crisis. Typically, a cut of around 4% would be required, they say. Given that we already have a 0.75% cash rate, negative rates may follow. Within the negative rate environment, people will pull funds from the banking system and hold cash, as their value will not be eroded relative to negative rates, where depositors must pay for the privilege of keeping money in the bank. The link to monetary policy was discussed in the Black Economy Task Force papers, yet has been downplayed since in official circles. So the risks of the cash ban being made law are real, which begs the question, what can we do if we want to resist this bill? Well, first, it is not too late to contact your members and senators and make sure that they are aware of your concerns. And I think we should focus on Labour Party members on two fronts. Firstly, demand that they nominate a replacement for Gallagher and that they resist the bill. Make sure that they know you're opposed to the bill and contact details for every member and senator are available on the government website. I'll put a link below. Second, I think it's worth writing to your local newspapers and highlighting the issues around the cash ban. I made an earlier show when I went through all the main points. See what I said to the Senate on the restrictions on the use of cash bill in my video and on the DFA blog. I've included a series of arguments which you can leverage. And third, please share this post via your social media channels to widen the awareness in the community of this issue. I still find many people are unaware of the implications of this bill, and because they never make big cash payments, they don't see it as an issue. But I want to underline that personal freedoms are being eroded again on the flimsiest of arguments, that we will be trapped inside the banking system and thus forced to pay for banking services, and that the Senate has the ball but might just hook it if they're allowed to. We literally have less than 3 weeks now to make a difference. Finally, a quick reminder that our next live stream Q&A event will run on Tuesday the 21st of January at 8 p.m. Sydney. The link is in the comments below. We'll be updating our scenarios and answering questions either live via the chat or taking questions beforehand from the DFA blog. Again, the links are in the comments below. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.